They want to enslave the Fae. Your people. Is that what you want? I pause, struck by his words. I haven't even had time to consider the implications of what they've told me. I'm Fae? How? Asher takes another step forward, and I adjust, keeping my body between him and the demon mark. I need to...
Move out of the way, girl,
Lucien says. I don't obey. The king stands. When he walks toward me, I can almost feel the room shake from his heavy iron boots. He draws a sword from his side, giant and gray. A horned skull of some beast makes the guard of the blade, and foreign symbols engrave the steel. The king lifts the sword one-handed and points it at my neck. It must be 3 times the size of Sparrow. How can this man lift it? And then I remember, this is no man. This is the monster who drove the Fae from their world and enslaved their race. This is the monster who claimed my mother's soul.
Move,
the king commands. I shuffle to the side, and the sword presses against my throat, drawing a speck of blood. Asher's eyes land on the mark. He looks to me, sadness on his face. He says nothing. For the first time, Lucien's lips show emotion, curling into a grimace.
You summoned the Prince of War? Do you have any idea what he would do to this kingdom, these people, if he finds a way here?
I don't respond. He will have no pity from me.
Asha, take this princess to her quarters. Until she knows the truth, she must be kept under guard.
I ball my fists, my knuckles turning white. You will not keep me here, you— He whips his blade forward. The blunt side hits my ribs, throwing me back. I crash into the wall, the air leaving my lungs in a rush.
You are a dog,
Lucien spits.
A dog, and you will know your place at your master's heel.
He turns away, whispers something to Asher, and leaves. The Prince of Pride reaches for me. I pull back, cradling my sore ribs, rolling up into a ball. Tears sting my eyes from the pain.
I am sorry, Ariana.
I spit at him. He doesn't recoil. He doesn't even seem shocked.
Madrid and Dirk will take you to your room. They will take care of you.
He walks out, following his father. The woman and one of the men, the short one, who helped kidnap me, approach. Dirk throws a bag over my head and ties it at the throat, making it hard to breathe. Madrid secures my wrists behind my back. They push me forward, and I nearly trip over my own feet as they roughly guide me through a door and down corridors I can't see. I hear yelling. Asher.
I can handle the princess.
Lucien.
You have grown too soft, too fond of the girl.
I have grown compassionate. Isn't that why we fight?
We fight for many reasons. We need the Midnight Star, but we must stay in command. We must...
I am thrown into a room. The door locks behind me. Madrid loosens her iron grip and leans in to speak quietly in my ear. I apologize for this treatment, Your Grace. Soon, all shall be revealed, and you will understand how important you are to your people.
My parents were human, I say through the bag. I'm human. You have the wrong girl.
Dirk laughs, but it's Madrid who speaks. You are half human, which is a problem for some, for those who believe the throne should only be inhabited by the purest of our kind. But your blood is the most powerful, that of the High Fae, that of the royal line. You are heir to our lands, heir to Avakiri. And everyone shall soon see that your human half has not corrupted what you are. You will wake the ancient powers of our kind and bring balance back to the 4 tribes. And then we will free our people and rule our world once again. Her words are heavy with the promise of war, of bloodshed, of death. And I know whose death she calls for. The vampires, the demons, maybe even the Shade. Anyone who shares the blood of their oppressors. My friends, the people I have grown to love. My mind pulls back to her other words. Half human? I know my mother is human, isn't she? But then I thought I was human too. What of my father? Click. Another door unlocks, and I'm escorted through it,